Some of us were not meant for the world. We are marked out and called to the inner world, which is the direct opposite of the outer world. When I was about 13 years old, I had a profound panic attack. They didn't call them panic attacks back then, and I was so deeply ashamed that I didn't tell anyone. After that, I developed agoraphobia, and again, I didn't tell anyone. Many years later, I went to see the late Betty Bethards, who was a psychic. And she told me that she had had agoraphobia that started around age 13 as well. And she said that I was clairsentient. I was able to read energy. And that I was picking up on everyone's energy field. And it was draining me. And she taught me how to surround myself with white light, which I do every day. But that made a lot of sense to me. And no matter how deeply I might wish to be in the world, I'm just not of it. And the least bit of pushing to put myself out there makes me ill. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. You probably do. I think it's time we reclaimed the power of our inner world. You see, the world is made for extroverts and for people who are not on the true path. They claim that you can find human love and companionship, that you can fulfill your desires, create anything you want through the secret, etc. I don't believe that's true. I believe we each have a unique purpose in coming here. In my own case, I am learning to witness to what I actually know to be true. I know my own limits, and I must honor those limits. I am an introvert, and I must honor that. I have lost many people who are dear to me, and I must honor that. Not overcoming it, as the world tells you, but honoring it. And at the depths to which I have descended, there is a corresponding height. Not found and not measured by the outer world. We are told to leave our nets, to come, follow me, to shake the dust off our feet. And sometimes all this is done for us through one loss after another until we are brought to our knees. Until we admit that we too deeply know the truth. The truth is that the world is a lie. There is only one self and we are it. There is only one wisdom and we are it. The world says don't say that, that's dangerous. To have that kind of power, to know what's going on out there, that's dangerous. Give us Barabbas, the world cries. Those of you who are listening to this may be responding to it with a great sigh of relief. You may be saying, thank God someone is voicing what I know to be true about myself. I and I alone am the way, the truth, and the life for me. because there is only me. There's only the self. And anytime I try to please the world, I am trying to please a mirage. And it will punish me. It will bring my truth down a level. So now, shift with me, breathe with me, claim your power, the power of one, the power of your inner wisdom. Only in that way do we make a true contribution to the world, which is, I use that word, the world, when I've just been saying it isn't real, but I don't know any other way to put it. We are here to contribute to the forces of awakening. Let's make sure we do that. Thank you for listening.